I guess I'll just pitch you up your general thoughts here on the game here tonight.
Hey, you know, it was, we knew it was going to be a grind, and talked about embracing it at halftime, and, you know, we were right there and just down the stretch. I mean, they just outplayed us, you know, didn't play well enough tonight, and you knew they were going to come out with a lot of fight, and I thought our guys fought pretty hard, too, and again, we just couldn't make enough plays. They made some big shots when they needed to. You know, we didn't. A couple of, you know, key turnovers probably in some situations there, but just we're not good enough tonight.
Yeah, 10 turnovers in the second. That was uncharacteristic of this group, and you're right, a couple of key ones.
Yeah, we haven't really done that, you know, in a long time,
right.
And obviously, you know, you can't let them score out of our offense, and, you know, 15 turnovers, especially in a lower possession game like this, you really don't give yourselves a chance, and that's been really uncharacteristic. We talked about halftime, too. You know, they were going to come out and pressure us, but we obviously didn't handle that very well.
Yeah, Coach, and we talked about, with all the circumstances, considering all the injuries, losing three starters, how good of a season that you guys had and how much, you know, Gopher fans could look forward to the future and what you were able to put together. You know, how proud are you of this team and what they were able to accomplish throughout the year, throughout all the adversity?
Yeah, you know, I appreciate that, Al. It's hard. You know, you'll go in there and, you know, this one will sting. You know, these guys, you know, I thought we're going to be ready tonight and but you're right. I mean, I think when the dust settles on this and those guys will realize it'll take them, you know, a few days that these guys accomplished a lot, man. I mean, they really laid it out there. I mean, to win 8 games and to finish 11th and, you know, play the way they did and be in all these games, I mean, it's really something that they can be proud of. Again, they're not gonna feel that, you know, tonight when I go in there because the sting of losing and some of these guys, you know, being their last game, at least, you know, for right now, that stings. But they did. They really did a lot this year, and I am proud of this group.
You mentioned on the coaches show this week that one of your goals when you got hired here was to make fans at the end of the year more excited than they were at the start of the year, and I think that part of the mission was accomplished, right?
I think so. I mean, I feel that from our fans. I feel that the people I talk to, the places that I go, and like you said, I definitely don't want tonight to take away from that, you know, and I think everybody, once you kind of take a deep breath, you wake up, the sun will come up tomorrow, and you really take a, you know, 30,000 foot view of the season. I think we did do that this year, and the guys should feel really good about that.
Yeah, very good. We'll let you get to it here and get into the locker room, and it's been fun, man. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. It's been a blessing to be back. It's been a fun year in so many ways, and I'm really excited to be here, and I'm excited about the future, and I hope Gopher fans are too.
We're excited. Nico Medved's the head coach.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Thank you, guys. Go Gophers.
All right.